1. Introduction. I've written this little book to my past self. 2 years ago, if you'd asked me, must government promote Christianity as the only true religion, I would have said absolutely not. At that time, I had read a good bit about Christian politics, but most of those books have been written relatively recently. At some point I realized, you know, I should read more of the old stuff. I wanted to follow C.S. Lewis's advice and let the clean sea breeze of the centuries blow through my mind by reading old books. Well, those old books pulled a fast one on me. Gradually, then suddenly, I started seeing Scripture in a new light. I realized that my previous way of thinking was wrong. Now I do think that government must promote Christianity as the only true religion, as crazy as that sounds. I did a complete 180-degree turn. This little book is my attempt to share what persuaded me. If I had a couple of hours with James from 2023, what would I want to tell him? What would he need to hear? I've tried to lay out the main ideas in a short book that can be read in one or two sittings. Actually, this is very important that you try to read this booklet in one or two sittings. If you read a little bit and then stop, you might walk away thinking that I'm out of my mind. Some parts of the book are a bit like vinegar. If you taste it on your own, it's terrible. But next time you're making a soup, add a little dash and tell me if it doesn't taste twice as nice. I want you to judge my soup, not my vinegar. That means you need to put all of the ingredients together and let them stew before you taste. Read a chapter or two and you might feel concerned about what I'm saying. But read the whole thing and you just might love it. Or at least, respect it. It's high time I offered some definitions. What do I mean when I say government must promote Christianity as the only true religion? Each word is important. Let's unpack them one at a time. The key definitions. By government, I mean leaders who are called to hold offices of authority over civil matters. Theologians often call these people civil magistrates. You might think of mayors, county commissioners, sheriffs, governors, judges, senators, representatives, appointed secretaries, presidents, and more. As you could tell, the word government has a broad meaning. Basically, it includes everyone who holds a position of authority over what happens within our towns, cities, counties, states, and country. By Christianity, I mean the Church of our common Lord, without giving preference to any denomination of Christians above the rest. That's the definition given by the Westminster Confession of Faith, 23:3. And I think it is a good one.